Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with Washington.
Oh, good seeing everybody. Appreciate you being here. Good practice. Guys are locked in for a very big football game this Sunday at M&T. I do want to mention the Tampa area and Florida with the hurricane coming in, just because it kind of hits close to home because we have family down there. My sister, Joni Crean, Tom Crean, her family live down there in that area. And my daughter, you know, is at USF, and we actually brought her up Sunday night. So after the game, I had an airport run to go make, and my wife brought her back up. So we know how challenging that's going to be. And just for all the people down there, our prayers are with you. Stay safe. And then for all the first responders and the people that are going to be dealing with that, the National Guard, we thank them for that. It affects all of us. So with that, what questions do you have?
John, adding Dean to as an advisor role, can you just talk about the thinking and what went behind getting Dean here?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I mean, it's great. You know, Zach and I talked about that, and Zach has been in touch with Dean really all the time. He's a kind of a good sounding board and a mentor for Zach. I know they're very close, and Dean and I go back, as you guys know, a long, long way. And his football knowledge and his ability to, just put an eye on things and be a great sounding board and a backup for everybody is super good. I'm glad he's here. It's good to see his face out here, and it can make us better. So I'm happy about that.
Coach, the way your run defense is played so well, number one in the league, our teams are throwing the ball more against you guys. You sort of have to put more pressure on the secondary as far as that goes.
Yeah, I don't. It probably part of it. You know, it's everything's part of it, probably for sure, Todd. Type of games that we've been in, the type of quarterbacks we played against, the passing games, the receivers that we faced, all that kind of stuff. But we just got to focus on us. Not so much why, it's just what, you know. And playing things really well, really consistently. That's our goal. Had a really good practice today, so we just keep fighting for that and keep improving. Well, I mean, it's hard to compare, rookie quarterbacks, but I can tell you that Jaden is playing at a high, high level. He's got his team. They built it around him. I think Cliff's done a great job there in terms of building the offense around Jaden. They have skill players. They have a really great running back, veteran offensive line. I think they're doing a great job. You see it on tape. They've got a lot of plays that are just, there's all kind of space out there that they've created with all of that mix, that chemistry together that they have. So we have our hands full, and definitely starts with Jaden, but it's the whole offense, and we've got to be on point.
John, on Jaden, what specific things does he do that are, problematic for
him? Well, he creates problems in different kind of ways. I mean, he can throw it. He's throwing the ball downfield at a very efficient rate. He's hitting all the quick out throws, the RPO throws, and the quick game throws very effectively. He gets the ball out fast to those throws. And then if it's not there, he's creating plays, on the run. With his legs, but he's not just running, which he is running, but he's also throwing on the run and making plays that way. So he's doing it in all those different ways.
John, the trajectory of the Commanders, I think, has had people in this region pretty excited about this game for a couple weeks. I know it's not a division game, but, with two buzzy teams in the region, how do you kind of sense that, or does it feel different to you or anyone on the team that both these teams?
That's a good question, and I appreciate it. I think it's obviously I can kind of, be excited about it for the fans and for what it means for the region, and appreciate that because especially when you get older, you start appreciating those things probably more and more as a coach, so I think it's really neat in that sense. But really for us, kind of in our cocoon, it's a football cocoon. We are locked in on their football team, and just trying to go out there and play our best football against a very, very good football team. So that's what our focus is.
John, aside from Jaden, what other challenges do you see that their offense presenting?
Well, I mean, I think it's the versatility of the offense. They can do so many things well. Pretty much everybody's catching balls. I mean, Zach Ertz, he's healthy. He's back to being who he's always been. They got two really good running backs. I mean, both those guys, different, completely different guys, creating problems in their own way, running the ball. They're both downhill runners in different ways, but, man, they get the ball vertical. And obviously they have speed outside, so it's all those things combined.
John, I don't know if he's taken the
pleased are you with how, especially the last three games, have gone, that group kind of molded together and
playing well? Yeah, I think we're making steady progress. I'm not very proud of all the guys. You know, I told the guys that yesterday, and I told them again today, how proud I am of them because of the way they've handled things. Sometimes, you know, momentum is a tough thing. It's an important thing. Sometimes you kind of ride momentum. Sometimes you've got to create momentum. And sometimes you've got to create momentum out of nothing, you know. And I think in that game, it was an expression of that. You know, you're down to the point where the momentum is going so hard against you, and it seems overwhelming, but you still can create your own momentum. You can do it. You can do it in football, and you can do it in life. You got to decide to do it. And our guys did that, and I think the game is a great example of that. True for the offensive line probably, but we're still a work in progress. Our offensive line, our whole team, it's a work in progress, and we have an opportunity with that to get so much better, and that's what we're trying to focus on.
John, to that, you talk about momentum, coming off a tough division game, on the road, winning in overtime. I mean, I know you guys are big on kind of moving on from this past game on to the next one, but do you feel like that type of game, you already on a winning streak, that type of game really does build a lot of confidence for your team?
Well, it definitely builds confidence in a lot of different ways and things that you're capable of doing. You know, I mean, it's hard to have true confidence until you've actually done something, you know. And so that, you know, in different areas in that game, it certainly builds that confidence. But, you know, you're not looking back at it. We can't afford to. It's a tough game, man. It was a physical game. It was on turf. It was hot. You know, it was just a tough division game. So now we've got to bounce back from that to get ready for another tough out-of-division game, but a tough physical team as well. And it's been a tough schedule. So, but our guys are up for it. We're in good shape, and we'll be ready to go. Yes, sir. Yep.
John, I know we asked you about Marlon on Monday. We saw Rashad Bateman wasn't out there. Is he dealing with
who's that?
Rashad Bateman.
Yeah.
Is he dealing with anything that could keep him out of the game?
Yeah, we've got, I would say, all the things I would categorize as being just normal game after game type of things that you deal with, you know, at this point in time in the season.
All right.
All right, great. Thanks. Thank you.